the SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. Some fireworks this morning at Senate confirmation hearings for Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth. Republican Roger Wicker says Hegseth will shake up the Pentagon, while Democrat Jack Reed calls allegations against Hegseth extremely alarming. And several protesters managed to interrupt the proceedings a few times. Congressman Michael Waltz, chosen by President-elect Trump for National Security Advisor, speaking on behalf of Hegseth.
I can't imagine having a more capable partner in my position as National Security Advisor. Pete is a man of family, of faith, and he's committed to making our country stronger again.
For his part, Hegseth calls himself a change agent, vowing to foster what he terms a warrior culture at the Pentagon. And addressing military personnel, officers, and enlisted, quoting Hegseth, "Thank you for figuratively and literally having my back. I pledge to do the same for you." Fears that the progress that's been made in fighting the Southern California wildfires could be reversed by a resurgence of the vicious Santa Ana winds. Fires have already claimed at least 24 lives. Former special counsel Jack Smith claims his team stood up to the rule for the rule of law as it investigated allegations that President-elect Trump had tried to overturn the 2020 election. Overnight, the Justice Department released Smith's report, which Mr. Trump dismisses as bogus and Smith as deranged. And the prosecutor who investigated Hunter Biden is defending that investigative work while also denouncing President Biden's reaction to the investigation. On Wall Street this morning, stocks so far have been well into positive territory. The Dow is up 168 points, the Nasdaq Composite Index ahead 43, and the S&P 500 trading 13 points higher. This is SRN News. New report on religious violence in Nigeria.
It's pretty shocking. 10,000 Christians murdered over the course of 2 years. Global Christian Relief has been adding up the numbers in Nigeria from November of 2022 through November of 2024, and it's worse than ever. Two Muslim terror groups are active in Nigeria, and they've made it their explicit goal to kill every Christian in the country or drive them all out, ushering in a Sharia state. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
In the wake of Roe v. Wade's repeal, the battle over abortion is changing. Since most abortions are now carried out using drugs rather than through surgery, pro-life lawmakers are moving in that direction. Four states, Indiana and Missouri, New Hampshire and Tennessee, have bills introduced aimed at banning abortifacients. Louisiana has classified the drugs as dangerous controlled substances. Republican attorneys general of Idaho and Kansas are in court trying to roll back federal approvals of one of the pills. SRN News. Former NATO Supreme Allied Commander James Stavridis said Sunday he doesn't think President-elect Donald Trump's desire to acquire Greenland is crazy.
In fact, Stavridis said he thinks Greenland is a strategic goldmine for the United States. During a radio interview, he said, quote, "It's not a crazy idea. We could do an awful lot in terms of business, investment, box out the Russians, box out the Chinese, and work very closely with Greenland." He added, "It's geographically very important. It's full of strategic minerals, rare earth, probably a lot of gold. It's got a lot of natural resources. It doesn't have to become the 51st state, but it can certainly be an economic objective for us." Bernie Bennett reporting.
The IRS distributing roughly $2.4 billion to taxpayers who didn't receive their COVID stimulus payments. By the end of this month, approximately a million taxpayers will receive special payments of up to $1,400. More details at SRNnews.com.